Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day for $606. What do you think it is? Let's go to John. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning.
John, where are you calling from?
Southampton.
Southampton. All right, John, what do you think it is that we're doing 25 times a day?
Telling like your kids, be careful.
Telling your kids to be careful. Something I heard.
Or anyone.
A lot of times growing up.
I definitely tell my son 25 times a day to be careful. Every time, no matter what he's doing or where he's going, bye, I love you, be careful.
Be careful. I always do.
And he plays hockey. Like, I go, have fun and be careful all the time.
And don't lose your teeth. Laura?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old. So all day I say, be careful.
Be careful.
So, John, some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. Guess what? It's telling your kids to be careful. Congratulations.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Wow, it's awesome.
$606, John.
You get $606 for the impossible question, John. Hang on the line.
That's awesome.
And we're going to get your information so we can get you that money.
All righty. Thank you so much.
There you go. John from Southampton. Got it.
Stole your money.
He stole your money. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. It's telling your kids to be careful. The source, we found the information in a Lightbridge Academy survey.
Yeah. They found the parents say, be careful to their children on an average of 27 times per day. So every time we get a guess where someone mentioned their kids, you probably heard me go, ooh, So that, listen in the future when impossible questions happen. If I go,
listen for Bobby to convulse.
Yeah, it means it's a little bit closer. Yes. So tomorrow we'll do a brand new impossible question.
Brand new. And we're going to let Laura come up with this one because she hated this last question.
Yes, that's a very good point. She did hate it. Laura, you're in charge of the next impossible question.
And if it stinks, we're going to let you know.
Hey, we hate this one, Laura. Yep, we do. Hey, our clip of the day I thought was one of our funnier calls we got earlier. Yeah.
Unconventional advice on, you know, tips dealing with kids having tantrums and things like that. And yes, we had a very interesting call.
Here it is.
When I was younger, if I was misbehaving, my father would tell me he would drop me off at the little kids' farm. We were driving down the street one day, and I was probably about 5 or 6, and I hysterically started crying in the back seat because I thought he was dropping me off at the little kids' farm.
Oh, gosh. That's creepy.